Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer is the ultimate in good versus evil TV series. Buffy, destined to slay the demons and vampires that plague the world, has killed off a lot of evil in her time. There have been plenty of great one-time bad guys on the show, all there causing havoc until they're finally cut down, but none of them will be on this list. Rather, the following villains are Buffy's best recurring monsters, ghouls, and opponents, the little and big bads who stuck around and made a solid effort of taking the Slayer and her friends down. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are the 10 best Buffy the Vampire Slayer villains. 10. Caleb. Caleb was introduced in Season 7 as an agent of that season's big bad, the unseen, manipulative First Evil. For a long time, the First Evil had been working its magic by way of manipulation, brainwashing a group of sinister foot soldiers called the Bringers. But with Caleb, the First Evil finally had a powerful vessel, a committed follower, and brutal warrior. A priest who constantly quotes the Bible and makes obscure references to its teachings, Caleb is nothing short of awful. Though seemingly righteous and good-hearted, he quickly reveals himself to be a rampant misogynist and a murderer, hoping to be filled with the First Evil's power. He spends his tenure on the show hidden in a vineyard, protecting an ancient scythe and plotting with his master. When Buffy, Spike, Xander, and the potential Slayers attack the vineyard, Caleb is able to best them all in combat, killing Slayers left and right, knocking Buffy and Spike around like ragdolls, and taking Xander's eye in an act guaranteed to make you squirm. Watching Buffy finally cut him in half was a welcome demise. 9. The Trio. The Trio are, without question, the most divisive and perplexing of Buffy's big bads. Three socially awkward, fast-talking, and childish geeks, the Trio comes together in Season 6 under the leadership of the deplorable and manipulative Warren Mears. Their attempts to take down the Slayer actually start off kind of comical. Freeze rays, Groundhog Day spells, and sloppy demon attacks. But it's not long before they go from funny to formidable. During the latter half of Season 6, Warren, Andrew, and Jonathan kidnap Warren's ex and brainwash her before killing her as she tries to escape. They then convince Buffy she's taken a life. They threaten to break her with their increasingly dangerous experiments. In the end, Jonathan and Andrew prove to be nothing more than peer-pressured, weak, wannabe supervillains, whilst Warren sets up as one of the show's most detestable and genuinely irredeemable villains. Killing Tara, Warren finds himself flayed alive by Willow, ending his evil ways to zero sympathy. Jonathan is killed before he can atone for his sins, but Andrew goes on to become a member of the Scooby Gang and fights the First Evil in the Battle of Sunnydale. 8. Spike. One of the greatest characters in the entire Buffyverse, Spike was a riot as the show's Season 2 villain. With his punk rock getup, his beach blonde hair, and his arrogant demeanor, he arrived in the show's second season on a mission to kill the Slayer, a feat he had already accomplished twice during his short tenure as a vampire. He proved to be able to take on Buffy hand to hand, and gathered up an army to help him conquer her and her friends. As a villain, he wasn't around very much for the grand scheme of things, sidelined by his slightly more unhinged accomplices, but the time fans do get to see him is simply brilliant. Of course, he'd have a go at being a bad guy in Season 3 and 4, but neither effort stuck, and in time, he became one of the ultimate good guys, falling in love with Buffy and giving his life to save the world from the First Evil's armies. It's a hell of an arc, but it doesn't take away from how great a bad guy he was. 7. Drusilla. Drusilla beats out Spike for one simple reason. She's absolutely insane. Tortured before she was sired by Angel, as a vampire, Drusilla is as fearsome, unhinged, and blindingly evil as they come. Her madness makes her a menacing presence, and her nonsensical ramblings have undertones of threat and sinister intentions. but there's a bit more to her than her madness. Towards the end of season 2, when Spike is beaten down and confined to a wheelchair, Drusilla sets up a trap in order to capture Giles. During the ambush, she comes face to face with Kendra and kills her, successfully kidnapping Giles in the process. All told, Drusilla is the kind of bad guy who is as dangerous as they are crazy, backing up her fearsome reputation and bizarre speeches with great strength and an imposing presence. She's not a vampire you'd want to cross, that much is for certain. 6. Dark Willow. Watching lovable, innocent Willow turn evil in season 6 was seriously hard to see, but boy, was it entertaining. Her magic addiction grows out of control throughout the majority of the season, culminating in her being left by girlfriend Tara, getting clean, and getting back together with Tara. But then everything comes crashing down when Warren kills the love of her life in cold blood. Unable to bring her beloved back, Willow embraces the dark arts in order to kill Warren, Andrew, and Jonathan. Her rage and power cause her to become a completely different character, Dark Willow, intent on killing those who ruined her life, and eventually certain that destroying the world is the only way to set things right. Thanks to her immeasurable power, she is able to overpower Buffy, Anya, and Giles, and lets her rage overcome her when she kills Warren and attempts to kill her own friends. Eventually stopped from continuing on her deadly path by Xander, Dark Willow was one of the show's most personal and heartbreaking villains, and one of the most powerful beings in the entire franchise. 5. Faith. Faith is easily one of the show's most compelling villains. A slayer called to arms after the death of Kendra, she appears in season 3, and despite enjoying the violent aspects of her duty and being a touch temperamental, she seems like a solid ally for Buffy and the gang. That slowly hits a snag, though, when she kills a man in cold blood and takes no responsibility for her actions. With a taste for murder and a deep dislike and distrust of Buffy and Giles, she goes on the run and joins forces with Mayor Wilkins. She battles Buffy, tries to remove Angel's soul, and very nearly kills Angel with a poisoned arrow. Eventually stopped in her tracks after a prolonged fight with Buffy, she returns in season 4, still intent on destroying her old friends. She played a major role in the spin-off Angel, and returned in Buffy's final season a new woman, committed to doing good and fulfilling her duty. 4. The First Evil. The joy of The First Evil is that you don't get long to see it in its true form. No, The First Evil isn't your typical Buffy villain, big, mean, and strong, but the show's most manipulative and sinister ghoul. An evil as old as time, it feeds on fear and uses others to do its bidding. Over the course of the final season, it manipulates Spike and Andrew and toys with Buffy, Willow, Dawn, and the rest of the larger-than-ever group. It imbues its power into Caleb, raises its army of uber-vamps from the Hellmouth, has Spike tortured, and kills numerous potential slayers. The most disturbing thing about The First Evil is that it can never die. Its armies may have been defeated in the final battle of the show, thanks to the sacrifice of Spike and the destruction of Sunnydale, but The First Evil itself will always be lurking in the dark, waiting for its moment to strike and beat its opponents down. 3. Mayor Richard Wilkins. Mayor Wilkins was a blast to watch. Played by Harry Grainer, with a sinister charm and an air of both approachability and threat, he was nothing if not clearly a bad guy as soon as audiences got a look at him. On the surface, the mayor really isn't much. A normal-looking man, polite, obsessed with germs and being good, he is, underneath it all, an immortal psychopath who once sold his soul and is preparing to take part in the Ascension, a deadly ritual which will see him become a large, unstoppable, world-eating demon. Though his demon form proves to be pretty formidable in the season's last episode, it's his human form that sees him at his most villainous. He manages to be both loving and cruel, harsh and kind. His manipulation of Faith and ability to worm his way out of trouble and gain supporters makes him the worst kind of adversary, and watching him finally bite the dust was great to see, if not a little sad seeing as how great the character was generally. 2. Glory. Buffy has faced a lot of terrifying bad guys, but Glory remains one of her most out-of-the-box opponents. Glory is a god, all-powerful and malevolent, hoping to open a demon hell dimension and rule over the world. This might make her sound a sort of generic kind of bad guy, but thanks to Kramer's energetic performance and Glory's ability to beat the likes of Buffy and Willow in a fight, she is so much more than a I'm going to end the world kind of villain. She's charismatic, narcissistic, and arrogant, and able to be at once both hilarious and terrifying. She beats Buffy in their first encounter, tortures Spike, a recurring theme for the guy, and has little problem with killing Dawn, in order to fulfill her villainous quest. She spends her run almost unstoppable too, until Buffy hits her in the face with a big hammer, and everything leading up to season 5's finale was simply divine because of her. 1. Angelus. All things considered, there is no villain that Buffy has ever faced more devastating and effective as Angelus. Sure, his endgame wasn't as large-scaled as Glory's or as transformative as the Mayor's, but Angelus's brilliance comes from how personal an opponent he is for Buffy. Years ago, Angel was cursed with a soul, forced to live with his sins. Worse than that, if he ever had a true moment of happiness, he would lose his soul again and become the monster he once was. After a night with Buffy, the old vampire turns into his former self, calculating, cruel, and torturous. Be it killing Jenny and laying her in bed for a lovelorn Giles to find, or kidnapping and torturing Giles, or in joyously toying with Buffy and her friends, Angelus was not just a harsh and horrifying villain, but the most personal villain the Scoobies ever faced. Buffy can't bring herself to kill him, and he makes her pay by killing those close to her. No villain on the show has ever been as deplorable, menacing, and emotionally devastating as Angelus. And given how many great villains the show has had, that's saying a lot.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.